one big thing I noticed is that, especially since the pandemic started, people feel really alienated from each other.
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Wednesday, April 24th.
Something I'm looking for with organizing is not only figuring out how to build like people power, but also thinking about how can we build like connection with each other.
Nice.
And it's a similar thing for me. I am from Texas. The right to work aspect of everything, trying to navigate that, because since labor isn't too great in the South, trying to, you know, build that labor power where it hasn't been strong, particularly historically.
That's from one of the Labor Radio Podcast Weekly's special editions put together by the team from the Labor Radio Podcast Network at the Labor Notes Conference in Chicago last weekend. Listen to all the special editions on the Labor Radio Podcast Weekly podcast. For the latest labor arts news and events, go to laborheritage.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1999, the International Longshoremen's and Warehousemen's Union halted shipping on the West Coast in solidarity with Mumia Abu-Jamal, a Philadelphia journalist who many believed was on death row because he was an outspoken African-American. Today's labor quote is by Mumia Abu-Jamal. "Very few people in prison have voices that go beyond the wall. It's my job to do the work for them because they have no one." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network.